Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, the next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours, and it's a hell of a happy hour, isn't it? We've got the PT Political Action Committee events going on. We are at capacity at National Student Conclave here in Miami, Florida. We are having ourselves a good old time. I'm here with three members of the Student Board of Directors. You guys also gave Ignite Talks today, and that's what we're getting into. Kayla, Scott, and Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Jimmy.
Glad to be here.
Love to have the conversation.
There we go. Kayla Keckeisen, what are we drinking? Hard questions always come first. What are you drinking there?
Well, since we only have free beer tonight, I am drinking a Heineken.
Heineken, what do you got?
I found my beach. I am drinking a Corona with a lime.
Very well. Matt?
I am also drinking a Corona with lime.
And I'm sticking with vodka because I'm wearing a full-on Spider-Man spandex outfit. I can't bloat, okay? If I bloat, this thing splits open in the back. And no one wants to see that. You're wrapping up your presidency.
I am. Unfortunately, on Sunday will be the official transition and I'll be done.
Are you getting a little misty-eyed or what?
It is extremely bittersweet. I'm really excited to see a brand new group take a new perspective and take this vision that we have to a whole new level, but I will definitely miss it.
Okay. So you guys had the opportunity to do an Ignite talk, and we talked to some Ignite presenters earlier. 5-minute quick presentation. Every 15 seconds, that slide is just changing on you. You don't get to control that. Did it knock you off balance a little bit?
It definitely knocked me off balance. I mean, I'm used to being able to go up there and kind of wing it, go with the flow, not practicing, and having the slides automatically advance was very different for me. I even practiced. I ran through it in practice, which is not my style,
right?
And totally flopped and had to say, you know what, I gotta go practice, I'll be back. I was able to pull it off for the Ignite speech when it was live time, but okay. Oh, that's a whole different thing. I've never done an Ignite talk before, and it was really fun when we were up there, but it was a lot to prepare for.
So when we put this episode together, we're gonna hear the audio from your Ignite talk after this. So I want you to set it up. What are we about to hear with your Ignite talk?
So my Ignite talk was really challenging students to network in person.
Okay.
We're really good at networking on social media.
Yeah.
We're really good at networking in social media, but it's really hard to walk up and just introduce yourself to someone.
Yeah.
So I challenge students to really think outside the box, embrace being awkward, be authentic, and really do everything they came here to do to really create connections that jumpstart their career.
I've been embracing being awkward my entire life.
You're ahead of the game, Jimmy.
Not on purpose.
It took me a long time to be okay with that. And actually, a speech with Dr. Dunn for me to realize it's okay to be authentic, it's okay to mess up, it's okay to not be perfect.
Okay.
So I really wanted to share that with everyone.
So what were some of the take-home points that you really wanted to leave students with, because you only had 5 minutes to kind of lay the groundwork for what you wanted to leave them with?
Well, I laid it out as best I could. The four takeaway points were plan an adventure, meet your connectors, embrace awkward red wine moments, and above all else, exude the Dr. Dunn effect and be authentic.
What is the Dr. Dunn effect?
Well, those of you that know Dr. Dunn, she's amazingly authentic in everything she does.
Yes.
Whether she's on stage or off, she's exactly who she is.
Yeah.
And she's perfected it to a T. And it took me a long time to realize that it was better to be authentic than to be perfect.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest take-home point.
Because you're not going to achieve perfect. Let's be honest here. You're not going to achieve perfect, but you can definitely achieve authentic.
Exactly. And everyone wants you to fail. So it's even better if you fail on purpose and let them connect with you better and see you as a real person instead of trying to be perfect.
What do you mean about find your connectors? What point does that mean? I want to hit that one hard.
I talk about it a little bit more in my speech, but there are people that do really well connecting with others.
Okay.
They're the people that just know everyone. And the best way for you to meet more people is to meet those connectors and say, hey, I really want to meet Jimmy. Can you introduce me? And they go, oh, yeah, we're great friends. Let me do that for you. And they set up that connection instead of you having to walk up and just blindly do it.
That's good.
So knowing your people that know everyone in the profession or everyone in the circle you want to get into, they're your connectors.
So why don't you name drop a little bit? What's one or two connectors that you've used in your PT?
Well, I actually name dropped Alexis Morgan.
Okay.
She's our director of communications, and she knows everyone via using her selfie stick.
Yep.
Joe Black's another one for our profession.
We'll be talking with him later.
Brad Thuringer.
Yep.
Sharon Dunn's another one.
People know Sharon, yeah. And using those is definitely a way to just leverage that authenticity.
Absolutely.
I like that very much. This is really your parting shot because you're leaving your presidency on Sunday. I don't want to make you cry on the show or anything, but
you're about to.
What's the parting shot that you'll leave the students of physical therapy as you part as the student board of director president?
I think my biggest parting shot is to be authentic.
Okay.
It is really hard not to follow the crowd and not to get swept up in the way the profession's going or the way your classmates are driving you to go. Pick what's best for you and your career and your family life and where you want to go and be authentic to that, because you don't want to end up miles down the road 5 years later and look back and go, this is not what I wanted.
I like that.
We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. The PT Pintcast, poured by Arias Medical Group. This is the PT Pintcast. Recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
This is something that we hope that you all get to experience here at National Student Conclave, is the chance to make purposeful connections. And so next up, not last but not very least, our very own president, APCA Student Assembly Board of Directors President, Kayla Kakaisen, to talk with us about how Twitter killed the business card.
Let's get started. Networking changed with social media. Many of us are great at following, tweeting, liking, hashtagging, but it can be a little challenging when you're here meeting almost 1,000 people in person. How do you navigate this conference and your career? Well, plan your adventure. Many of us have choices in front of us, and you chose to spend this weekend here in Miami at NSC. Make a plan to navigate this incredible conference and jumpstart your career with the connections that you make. In school, we are bombarded with decisions early, like, do I do a residency? Do I need a mentor? How do I navigate student debt? It can be really overwhelming and put a lot of pressure on us. And if you don't have a plan on where you want to go, it's really easy to get swept up in the mix and follow someone else's dream. At some points, it can feel like we're all competing against each other for those opportunities, and it can be really difficult to stay on task. So this weekend, make your plan and follow where you want to go. So now, there's no shortcut to success, but by creating a unique plan to you, it can help you from deviating from that plan, and nobody likes a layover. So make sure you keep your goal in mind and stay on track. Now that you have your plan, it's time for us to meet your connectors. This weekend, you're going to be doing a lot of hi, my name is, hi, my name is, hi, my name is, especially you candidates. And by the end of the day, you're going to have no idea who you met. But there are some people who do this really well. In The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell defines this as the connector.
Wait for it.
Meet Alexis Morgan. But you probably already have. As most of you know, she's on Twitter, and we met last year on Twitter as candidates, and she Twitter messaged me and asked if she could stay with us at NSC. I said, sure. She seemed normal, right? Little did I know, she was a connector. As soon as we got to NSC, she had her selfie stick everywhere we went, and within minutes, everyone knew Alexis. Now, I'm not a connector, but I'm really glad to know one, because if I want to meet someone, chances are she already knows them, and she can help introduce me. So this weekend, I challenge you to get to know your student assembly connectors. State Chapter SIGs, candidates, core ambassadors, and the Student Assembly Board of Directors. We'll all be at the exhibit hall this weekend, and if you need help navigating in this conference, please come talk to us so we can connect you. But if after this, you have your plan, you know who you're going to talk to, but you still think, I don't know what to say. What if it's awkward? Well, embrace awkward. Back at NEXT, I had the pleasure of meeting one of the board of directors, and we'd been introduced a few times, but we didn't really know each other. So I walked up and gave her a big, awkward, shaky hug, because that's what I do. And yeah, if any of you know me, you know that. But I step back, because I hear, oops. And as I step back, I realize the red wine she had been drinking was now down the back of my white dress. This white dress, to be exact. It was really awkward. But she looked at me and said, honey, I'm so sorry. but now we're bonded together forever. I had no idea what she meant, but for the rest of the conference, every time I saw her, she'd wave or do the without knowing anything else about each other. We had an instant connection. So embrace those awkward red wine moments, because it may be the best connection you make all weekend. But if after all of this, you're still thinking, I don't know if networking's for me, exude the Dr. Dunn effect. You should all know who Dr. Dunn is by now. She's had 3 shout-outs in all of our Ignite talks tonight. But if you don't, she's the president of the APTA, and she's amazing. Of her many great qualities, the thing I admire about her the most is her amazing ability to be authentic. No matter what circumstance she's in, whether she's on stage or off, she's always exactly who she is. At CSM, I was speaking in front of the presidents at the luncheon, and in the middle of my well-planned speech, I was trying not to use notes and completely lost my train of thought. And all I could say was, I'm sorry, I'm really nervous. And I got off stage so bummed that I messed up. And the most amazing thing happened. All these people came up to me afterward and were like, you did so great. We get nervous too. It's okay. Let's take a selfie. Seriously. And I made all these connections just being authentic and not being perfect. So if it's awkward, it's okay. So this weekend, plan your adventure, meet your connectors, embrace the very awkward red wine moments, and above all else, exude the Dr. Dunn effect and be authentic. And I can promise you, if the slide changes, if you stay in the game long enough, you will fail too often to be arrogant and succeed too often to quit. The result is a skillfully humble clinician. Thank you.
Follow us on Twitter at PT Pintcast and online at ptpintcast.com. It's like TMZ, except with way more important information. And no Miley Cyrus. Okay, it's not like TMZ at all.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.